Our enemies on this planet are less than 12 men. They are members of the Bank of England and other higher financial circles. They own and control newspaper chains, and they are, oddly enough, directors in all the mental health groups in the world which have sprung up. Now, these chaps are very interesting fellows. They have fantastically corrupt backgrounds, illegitimate children, government graft, a very unsavory lot. And they apparently, sometime in the rather distant past, had determined upon a course of action. Being in control of most of the gold supplies of the planet, they entered upon a program of bringing every government to bankruptcy and under their thumb, so that no government would be able to act politically without their permission. The rest of their apparent program was to use mental health, which is to say psychiatric electric shock and prefrontal lobotomy, to remove from their path any political dissenters. They were the people behind the Siberia Bill, which almost passed the House of Representatives in the United States and did pass, if I remember rightly, the Senate, which gave the power to any governor of any state in the United States simply to pick up anyone on the street and send him to Alaska. We defeated the Siberia Bill and many other mental health quote-unquote acts of this character, but never really before knew from whom they were coming. Anyway, these fellows have gotten nearly every government in the world to owe them considerable quantities of money through various chicaneries, and they control, of course, income tax, the government finance. Wilson, for instance, the current Premier of England, is totally involved with these fellows and talks about nothing else, actually. They organized these mental health groups which sprang up simultaneously all over the world, and anything that has mental health in it, as in its name, or mental hygiene, or other things of that character, such names as that, are all part of the organization which stems from these less than a dozen really men.